curiosity is pretty simple, right? You're curious about something, so you Google it and you get an answer. Curiosity feels like an itch that's pretty easy to scratch by getting facts. But there's a lot more to it than that, according to Perry Zern and Danny Bassett, who say curiosity is more about the desire to connect than it is a desire for information. Perry is a professor at American University, and Danny teaches at the University of Pennsylvania. They also happen to be identical twins, and they join us today to share five big ideas from their new book, Curious Minds: The Power of Connection.
Hi, everyone. My name is Danny S. Bassett, and I am the J. Peter Skarkanich Professor at the University of Pennsylvania, with appointments in bioengineering, electrical and systems engineering, physics and astronomy, neurology, and psychiatry. I am also an external faculty member of the Santa Fe Institute. My work lies predominantly in neuroscience, and I am fascinated by the human mind, how it does what it does, how it develops over childhood and adolescence, and how it works in health and in disease, from psychiatric and neurological conditions to stroke and brain injury.
And my name is Perry Zern, and I'm an associate professor of philosophy at American University and an affiliate faculty in the Department of Critical Race, Gender, and Culture Studies. I'm a political philosopher at heart, and I study forces and histories of change, how change happens in our minds and in our bodies, across people and institutions. We're here to tell you about our book, Curious Minds: The Power of Connection. In writing this book together, we aim to provide an energetic, exhilarating, and genre-bending exploration of curiosity's powerful capacity to connect ideas and people. To give you a bit of the flavor of our book, we've chosen to extract five of its key ideas to illuminate the power of curiosity. After discussing these five big ideas, we'll tell you a little bit about how we wrote the book to model, in its very genre and style, the kind of multidimensional curiosity we describe. So, number one. P is for power. Curiosity is powerful. Curiosity is an immensely powerful capacity. Humanistic and scientific research shows that curiosity is linked to the ability to innovate, to create something new or newly helpful, whether that be a new idea or widget, a new process or business, or a renewed form of social organization. Curious people are people who can rearrange, remodel, reorganize, and restructure, who have the capacity to be world changers by imagining a different future. Hence, curiosity can drive fundamentally big things. But interestingly, curiosity can also drive small things, the little ways in which we choose to live our lives, or to learn about each other, or to interact with our world, whether with friends and family, or earthworms and bumblebees. Its power can manifest in these intimate ways just as much as in grand social gestures or scientific discoveries. In either case, curiosity has the power to make our worlds better or worse. It can blow open possibilities for more equitable ways of being with one another and with the earth on which we find ourselves, or it can exacerbate existing inequities by continuing down a curious path that no longer serves us. Curiosity, then, is powerful in both big and small ways, and it has the potential to transform our inner and outer worlds for the better.
Number two. O is for omnipresent. Curiosity is omnipresent. Curiosity's power isn't only for the exceptionally smart. It's for everyone. Put simply, curiosity is everywhere and in each of us. Some people think they can divide their friends, coworkers, students, or kids into those who are and who are not curious. We believe, however, that it is far more compelling and interesting to instead recognize that all of us are curious. We propose that curiosity just is a basic element of being human, and it turns out, of being more than human. Curiosity is a mark of creatures in general. We explore, we experiment, and we innovate. We are simply curious about different things and in different ways. Curiosity is not only the capacity to raise your hand, ask a lot of questions, or speak quickly and eagerly about your interests while maintaining earnest eye contact. This describes some of us, but certainly not all of us. Your curiosity may lead you to love math or history, or obsess over sports trivia. Or it may lead you to practice dance, or do care work for the elderly and the sick, or get knee-deep in river restoration. Curiosity is not essentially intellectual or verbal. It can suffuse anything we do. Curiosity, then, is omnipresent, and as such is the basic force by which we each build an understanding of our worlds. Number three, W is for weaving. Curiosity weaves. Curiosity is a connective force that allows us to weave together thoughts and understandings, people and whole communities. This idea is radically new in the nascent field of curiosity studies. For decades, centuries, and even millennia, curiosity has broadly been conceptualized as the drive to acquire bits of information, from Thomas Aquinas and St. Augustine to René Descartes and Friedrich Nietzsche. Thinkers of the past have foregrounded the individual knower, collecting or acquiring individual pieces of information. But the key limitation of the acquisitional account is that it neglects to explain how knowledge gets made. Separate, individual pieces of information are not knowledge. Rather, knowledge is a network of relations among ideas. French mathematician Henri Poincaré once noted that science is not things themselves, as the dogmatists in their simplicity imagine, but the relations among things. Outside these relations, there is no reality knowable. Philosopher John Dewey noted more broadly that knowledge is such a network of interconnections that any past experience will offer a point of advantage from which to get at the problems presented in a new experience. If knowledge then, whether in science or everyday life, is a network of relations among ideas, then curiosity is the practice of building that network, of thatching together pieces of information and doing so alongside other knowers. Our novel connective account of curiosity opens new ways of questioning our own curiosity. How do I connect ideas and people? And how do I make these connections similarly or differently from others?
Number four, E is for exercise. Curiosity is an exercise. In our book, we excavate expansive evidence from the humanities and the sciences, demonstrating that people exercise their curiosity in different ways, with different styles. We discuss three common styles in depth, and then briefly mention 18 other styles we draw from animal life, as recounted in a variety of literatures. The three styles are the butterfly, the hunter, and the dancer. The butterfly is someone who welcomes any and all kinds of information, perhaps loves trivia and may have 100 tabs open on their computer. They connect information loosely, creating knowledge networks that span and sprawl. The hunter, by contrast, follows trails, tracks scents, and ferrets out secrets. They connect information in a purposeful, finely crafted way, thereby creating tight knowledge networks. The third and final style is the dancer, who takes leaps of creative imagination, creating loopy knowledge networks. Curiosity styles are ways that we navigate our information seeking, and we do so differently. Each style of curiosity not only pairs well with different personalities, but also lends itself to different projects. Many of us are all three. We're the butterfly, the hunter, and the dancer in one, in different contexts and for different purposes, and even at different times of the day. Wanting to know anything about everything keeps us open. Wanting to know everything about one thing keeps us focused. And wanting to create knowledge, to put two things together that haven't been, keeps us innovative. There are all kinds of ways to exercise curiosity. Number five, R is for revolutionary. Curiosity can be revolutionary. When we realize that curiosity is not simply the drive to acquire new bits of information, but is rather the capacity to connect ideas and people, our collective approach to learning and social change has to shift in kind. If our communities, our classrooms, and our workplaces are full of curious people who nevertheless may have radically different ways of being curious, how do we facilitate all of that diversity? How can we structure learning experiences so that people across the board feel equally invited and supported to practice their curiosity in ways that enhance individual and collective flourishing, ways that make our own lives and each other's lives better? How might K-12 pedagogies need to change, for example, to equally nurture neurotypical and neuroatypical curiosity styles? How might our workplaces need to change in order to welcome different cultural approaches to questions and questioning? Of course, learning isn't simply confined to our schools and jobs. Learning suffuses every aspect of our lives and our societies. How might a connective approach to curiosity, then, which attends to how we put two and two together, revolutionize politics on the national and global scale? How might an appreciation of the differences in our curiosities and curious styles give us fresh ground on which to reach across the aisle and collaborate on pressing problems the world over.
As you can see, our five big ideas in Curious Minds collectively spell out the word power for the power of connection. P, curiosity is powerful in both big and small ways. O, curiosity is omnipresent in individual people and institutions. W, curiosity weaves, not just acquiring bits of knowledge, but thatching together ideas and people. E, curiosity is something we exercise in a variety of styles, from butterfly to hunter to dancer. R, curiosity is revolutionary, reshaping how we think about education, business, and social justice. These five big ideas fundamentally change how we think about ourselves and how we think about the diversity of curiosity styles in the people around us. They also change how we think about our understanding of the world and our capacity to imagine new futures.
Thank you, Danny and Perry. That was Five Big Ideas from Curious Minds, The Power of Connection by Perry Zern and Danny S. Bassett. For some more ideas, check out our book bite for Purposeful Curiosity, The Power of Asking the Right Questions at the Right Time by Constantine Andriopoulos. I'm Michael Kovnet. Have a great day.